Time for new rules, everybody. You got married, but you didn't get any less funny, I'll tell you that. All right, new rule. This better not be a device that allows women to pee standing up. Okay, it is. And it's called the Go Girl. The manufacturers say it's much more sanitary than sitting on a public toilet seat, unless you consider the fact that you're walking around with a piss-soaked funnel. New rule, no black athletes in the Winter Olympics. There's a reason we schedule these things in the cold and snow, so the tropical people won't show up and kick our ass. Look, you've got football, basketball, the presidency. Is it too much to leave us the ice dancing? New rule, don't bring wine to my dinner party. Because then if you drink it, it's not really a gift, is it? But if I choose a different wine, you're thinking, what the hell's wrong with the bottle I brought? And when you bring wine and then say, I don't drink, what kind of condescending crap is that? Your cute little gift is such a minefield of potential awkwardness. Thank God I'm already hot. New rule, saying, hey, it was the 80s, is not an excuse. This week, the New York Times broke the news that when Senator Scott Brown went on a first date with his wife, he was wearing pink leather shorts. Let me repeat that. He was wearing pink leather shorts because it was the 80s. Scott, I remember the 80s, and one man wore that outfit. So congratulations, teabaggers. You just elected Richard Simmons. And finally, new rule, stop saying sex addict like it's a bad thing. In the wake of Tiger Woods' heartfelt apology that he gave to his fans, his friends, his foundation, and just to be safe, Elizabeth Edwards, the media has been interviewing sex addicts. On CNN, one addict said, the day Mount St. Helens blew up, everyone was talking about it, but I didn't even know it was happening because I was having sex all that day. Oh, the humanity. Please get this man some professional help soon before he has a hot three-way and completely misses a tornado. Now, I haven't commented much on Tiger Woods because, well, he's just a golfer and it took me this long to give a shit, but all this talk about sex addiction now, please, sex addiction is just something Dr. Drew made up because he had no other way to explain Andy Dick. And that's just not me saying that. It's also the American Psychiatric Association, which does not list sex addiction in its manual. It does not regard it as a real psychological syndrome, like delirium or bipolar disorder, or any of the other things Glenn Beck suffers from. But before Tiger moves on, there's one more apology he really should make, and that's to Buddha for dragging him into this mess and proving once again that whenever something unspeakably tawdry, loathsome, and cheap happens, just wait a few days, religion will make it worse. Yeah! Now, usually when famous cheaters are looking for public redemption, they go to Jesus. But Tiger went old school and claimed that sleeping with 2/3 of the waitresses in America had made him a failure as a Buddhist. He said Buddhism teaches you the way to inner peace is letting go of desire. And if that doesn't sound like marriage, I don't know what does. Now, personally, if I was a golfer, I'd go with Jesus because he's a trinity. So when you walk with him, you've got a foursome. I think what I'm saying is Christianity is for rubes. Buddhism is for actors. And it really is outdated, Buddhism. You know, the life sucks and then you die philosophy was useful when Buddha came up with it around 500 BC because back then, life sucked and then you died. But now we have medicine and Pinkberry and TiVo and We have Vegas and Skype and the go-girl piss-soaked funnel. Our life isn't all about suffering anymore. Tiger said Buddhism teaches that a craving for things outside ourselves makes us unhappy, which confirms something I've long suspected about Eastern religions. They're a crock, too. Craving for things outside ourselves is what makes life life. I don't want to learn to not want. That's what people in prison have to do. Buddhism teaches suffering is inevitable. The only thing that's inevitable is that if you have fake boobs and hair extensions, Tiger Woods will try to fuck you. And reincarnation? Really? I mean, if reincarnation were real, wouldn't there be some proof by now? Like a raccoon spelling out in acorns, "My name is Herb Zoller and I'm an accountant." People are always debating, is Buddhism a religion or a philosophy? It's a religion. Because you're a religion if you do something as weird as when the Buddhist monk scrutinized two-year-olds to find the reincarnation of the dude who just died and then choose one of the toddlers as the sacred llama. Sorry, but thinking you can look at a babbling, barely housebroken, uneducated being and say, "That's our leader," doesn't make you enlightened. It makes you a Sarah Palin supporter. Okay, that's our show. I want to thank Olivia Wilde, Ray Hansalam, Christian Freeland, Adam Carolla, Chris Rock, and Richard Haas. And don't forget, you can watch us continue right now on HBO.com on Overtime. Thank you, everybody.